Traffic time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. In the third week of June, the world recognizes two groups of human beings, fathers and refugees. Father's Day is June 18th, and World Refugee Day is the 20th. Inside this edition, we honor both groups with an amazing playlist and interviews. You'll hear from artists who are or were refugees or asylum seekers because of what they sang, or who sing because of their experiences as refugees. At the bottom of the hour, I take you to an art gallery in New York City where photographer Sarah Hickson walks us through her exhibit, Sounds Unseen. The photographs document a very interesting music recording project that took place inside the Calais and the Dunkirk refugee camps in northern France. As for Father's Day, well, the rap doctor, Otiame Kwame, and as of 2017, an official UNICEF super dad, he has an infectious new hit single out, a father-son duo called Sausin. We listen to that and then talk with Otiame, who came into the studios earlier this week, all the way from Ghana. Finally, we have a birthday dedication from Nigeria and one song request from Ethiopia. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Tikenja Fakoli. He sings to identify and solve problems. That includes denouncing corrupt politicians, abusive regimes, and that gets him into trouble. Tikenja Fakoli with Mon Pays Va Mal. It was released in 2002 from the cassette Francafrique. Now, Tiken got in trouble in Côte d'Ivoire with that song and many others. To save his own life, he moved to Mali in 2003, where he's lived ever since. Hello, everybody. This is Heather.
Yeah. This is Music Time in Africa.
Miriam Makeba is another artist who, because of her singing, was forced into exile from South Africa. She sang against apartheid. At the time of this live recording from what was then Zaire in 1974, Miriam was living in Guinea. Before that, she spent about 10 years in the United States as a refugee.
Chipmunk and all the people who made it possible for us to look so beautiful here tonight. And we thank the people of Zaire and the government of Zaire for welcoming us here.
Yeah, that was Miriam Makeba, live from 1974. Today's music pays tribute to refugees. It's International Refugee Day, June 20th. This is the late beloved R&B artist from L.I.B., Quincy B. He died in a car crash March 3rd, 2017.
I'm Quincy B. from Liberia, an artist, musician, producer, songwriter.
During this interview I had with the young star just months before his death, Quincy told me that he grew up in Ghana due to the war in Liberia. He just recently settled back home in Liberia. His career was on fire when his precious life was snuffed out. Here's just one of Quincy's many hit singles from 2016, Olukupe.
See the way she look, come on her body like a rolling, yeah. It's best if find bad treasures from the ancient story, yeah. Get to my seat, I get a girl, you can't stand me, you can't stand me. It's in your mind, your part and style, you can't finish, yeah. Baby, take it easy, take it easy, yeah. I said take it easy, take it easy, yeah. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. and be wise. Be smart, open your two eyes. No time for bluffing. Calculate before you tante. She will screen you today and leave you tomorrow. Come back to me and leave you with sorrow. Robbie, take it easy. Take it easy. I said take it easy. Take it easy. Yeah, take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Rest in peace, Quincy.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Moving away from our refugee theme for a minute, let's honor the other group of humans in our beautiful world, dads. Happy Father's Day. Ochiame Kwame, a well-known figure in Ghanaian music, popped by here at the VOA studios in Washington just last week. He talks about his father-son duo, Sawson, and his exciting new role as UNICEF Super Dad.
Daddy, they say sauce is the new swear. We sauce
it. It's called Sawson. It's a song that I did jokingly, and then it became a big hit. I honestly... From babysitting my children, I sort of introduced them to music. And so I'll go to the studio with them and they kind of got the vibe. So I did a song and my son is very affable. I said, let me put my son on it, on a beat. You know, so I put my son on it and then salsa, we are salsa.
Things no, should be at the gun, forget the kid things no. I say crunk time, mac cheese, sing. Me down, goddamn, under the mat teacher.
Sing it.
It's called Salson. It's a song that I did jokingly, and then it became a big hit. I honestly, from babysitting my children, I sort of introduced them to music. And so I'll go to the studio with them, and they kind of got the vibe. So I did a song, and my son is very affable. I said, let me put my son on it, on a beat. You know, so I put my son on it, and then salsa, we are salsa. Then right now they say salsa is the new swag. And you know, these kids, they have swag. So yeah, they're just swag. Cool. So, yeah.
And one more little bit of news I overheard too. You just won an award today, was it, or yesterday?
I just been made a UNICEF ambassador for Father's Day.
Super Dad.
Super Dad, you know. So they selected fathers from around the world.
Like Ted Beckham, Hugh Jackman. Mashallah. Ali
and me, and UNICEF did a small commercial with the way we relate to our kids, and then it's going to be played heavily in the media on
18th
on Father's Day.
From
so
wow.
We don't slow, we just go. It's a family affair.
Santi say, Daddy.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Daddy.
It's a family affair.
You the sauce and dance.
Music time in Africa.
Hey everybody, this is Heather, and now I've got two song requests for you. First, here's Happy Birthday by Prince Nico Mbarka. It's for Fred McBen, a regular listener from Olamaboro, Kogi State, Nigeria. Fred says the show makes him happy and proud to be an African. Also, he says his birthday's coming up this weekend and would greatly appreciate it if I could find him a good African birthday song. Here you are, Fred. Happy birthday.
Today, now your birthday. Now the day where you come to join the people we been don't stay for this world before you come home. Hey, hey, hey. Anything where you see for this world. We'll be right back.
right. Hello, peeps. That was Happy Birthday by Prince Miko Mbarga. And it was for MTIA fan and birthday man. I don't want to say boy, but birthday boy too, Fred McBenn. This is Heather Maxwell, and here's the second of two song requests by you wonderful listeners and Facebook friends, Liliana Taye from Ethiopia. Here's your request by Teddy Afro, Olanyizo, live.
It's It's your girl Maggie, Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Your show, Music Time in Africa, presents the best of the old and new African songs that suits everyone's tastes, guaranteed.
Hola, mis amor. We're at the bottom of the hour, which means it's time to visit an art gallery in New York City. I was there on May 4th to see the opening of an exhibit called Sounds Unseen by photographer Sarah Hickson. Now, this exhibit, or photographic memoir, as they call it, is relevant to African music lovers and to refugees and asylum seekers, which is, for those of you just joining us, today's theme. Why? Well, because the beautiful photographs on exhibition document a music recording project that took place inside the Calais and Dunkirk refugee camps in northern France in 2016. Many Africans lived in those camps, one of which, Calais, also known as the jungle, is now totally destroyed. Some of the songs recorded during these music sessions are by African refugees. This is an example of how some refugees become musicians and singers because of the experience. Listen as Sarah walks us through her exhibit.
This is an exhibition of photographs that I took over a six-month period in the refugee camps in northern France, in Calais and Dunkirk, between December 2015 and early summer 2016. The camps, they're no longer there. They were a temporary camp, temporary settlements, unofficial settlements, where about 6,000 people fleeing their homes in conflict and war had arrived and built makeshift shelters and tents. Send again the caravan, perfect crater stone. I was there travelling with a project called the Calais Sessions, which was a music project, and the idea was very simple, was to travel an eclectic group of musicians and sound engineers from the UK to France with a load of instruments and a sound gear and a portable sound studio and a generator, and found musicians in the camp, and we set up a temporary recording studio, and that was the stage for people's voices to be heard and their music to be recorded, and music became the connecting point. And I was there through a lot of those visits, recording those moments photographically. So this wall contains about 128 images, which we created, made a collage.
Who are the women there in the center?
The women here, we met at the Evangelical Church, which you see here, which is obviously just a tent with a simple wooden frame and a cross. There were women in the camps, but they tended to be with children in a much more secluded area. But we could hear the singing. We were there one Sunday morning, and we could hear this beautiful singing coming from the tent. So we went to talk to the pastor and asked if we could come and join in, and we were there with a group of singers from the UK, some gospel singers. So what happened at that moment was a beautiful exchange of songs of praise between the gospel singers from the UK and the Ethiopian and Eritrean women. And we then asked them if they wanted to record their songs. And they didn't want to be filmed, but they were very happy to record. So we had this extraordinary session where they sang their beautiful chants. And then the thing that happened the next day, we went back to London, and the next day the newspapers were full of images of this church that you can see behind you being demolished. It was part of the southern area of the camp that was bulldozed by that point, so it was very poignant.
And that is the refugee choir from Eritrea, the evangelist church singers singing Jesus, recorded from within the refugee camps of northern France, 2016.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Sierra Leone's refugee all-stars are a beautiful example of how some refugees can turn their misfortune around with music. These guys weren't musicians at all when they moved to the refugee camp in Guinea during Salone's civil war. Now listen to them. Here's Mother-in-Law.
This message not for them, but for the Lord. To the season for them. That they made them picking on the bamboos.
Hey, hey, howdy, music lovers. That was Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars with Mother-in-Law. This is Heather, and today we're into music of and by refugees and Father's Day, but mostly refugees, because I want to give a soundtrack to the United Nations World Refugee Day. It's celebrated every June 20th to commemorate the strength, courage, and the perseverance of millions of refugees. Astonishing fact here, peeps, published by the UN. Every minute, 24 people leave everything behind to escape war or terror. This is Tartit, a mostly female band of Tuareg Malians from Timbuktu. They formed in 1992 in a refugee camp in Mauritania, and they enjoyed a decade of success. They toured worldwide, they made albums, but then again in 2013, they had to flee Timbuktu in all different directions to escape yet again persecution. That was due to the Northern Mali conflict, which included persecuting musicians. Some members of Tartit now live in other refugee camps in Burkina Faso and in Mauritania.
Time in Africa.
Hello, peeps. This is Bambino, one of today's most successful desert Tuareg guitarists in the world. He, along with his father and grandmother, though, were forced to flee Niger to neighboring Algeria for safety when he was a boy. That was following the outbreak of the Tuareg Rebellion in 1990. Today, thankfully, Bambino's back home in Agadez, Niger. Have a song that you love to listen to? Email Heather at musictime@voanews.com. She will be glad to fulfill your wishes. Hey, lovelies. Yes, I will. Now, I've got two more songs for you. This next one is We Fall and Get Up by Emmanuel Jal. You know he was a child soldier in South Sudan, right? He was. He was taken from his family home in 1987 when he was about 6 or 7 and sent to fight with the rebel army in Sudan's bloody civil war. Emmanuel fought as a child warrior for 5 years. By the time he was 13, he was already a veteran of 2 civil wars. He witnessed his fellow child soldiers committing unspeakable atrocities, just struggling to survive on those killing fields in southern Sudan. He was rescued, though, by a British aid worker named Emma McCune, and he's written many beautiful songs about her who smuggled him into Nairobi and then raised him as her own. Today, Emmanuel is on top. He's achieved worldwide acclaim for his unique style of hip-hop that has a message of peace and reconciliation that was born out of this personal, horrible experiences when he was a kid. He was quoted in an Ottawa Citizen newspaper article in 2015, this: "I came from the bottom like a lobster, and now I'm rolling on the top like a rock star."
The sun won't shine forever. I'd rather have fun now or never.
We fall and get up.
Yeah.
We fall and get up.
That's right.
We fall and get up. Shall we? Shall we?
Sometimes we lie just to get a piece of pie. I got many reasons not to give a life a try. Mama left me without saying goodbye. The world crushed me, I thought I was gonna die. I saw many die, I turned a blind eye. Death never left me, it kept passing by. I call on Jesus to come by here. Come by here, please come by here. Touch my head, cause I'm losing my head. 7 years old and man, heart's gone cold. Brother slain, brother as the prophets foretold. Rivers turning red, kids burying the dead. Rivers turning red, kids burying the dead.
Shall we, my nigga, tell me,
my nigga.
Yeah, that was Emmanuel Jal with We Fall and Get Up. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I'm going to close the show today with one more song by a singer who was forced to grow up in exile, but whose voice provides hope and comfort to Rwandans worldwide. This is Cecile Karyebwa. Hello, everybody. That was Cecile Karyebwa with Umulisa. And that wraps up this week's program. Thank you, dear listeners, for joining me again this week. I hope you enjoyed the program. Happy Father's Day to all you daddies out there. And happy World Refugee Day. Remember, there are several ways and platforms you can use to listen to the show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC. On shortwave, you can listen in Friday at 0900 and on Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. And then you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, on Music Time in Africa. Stay blessed, Africa.